Maya Kinovati. 1, 2, 3, launch!
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Maya Kinovati, Ukraine in Peach. I'm Dominique Piotet. I'm a board member at UnitCity. I'm the co-founder at the Ukrainian Phoenix Tech Fund. And I have the pleasure to work very closely with an NGO called Team for UA. We are dedicated to humanitarian aid and bringing tech in humanitarian and reconstruction of Ukraine. This is our vocation. I'm super happy to be back with Maya Kinovati. We started Maya Kinovati many years ago, two and a half years ago, to bring tech Ukrainian entrepreneur to the world. The idea is we felt that tech in Ukraine was not well known enough, and our mission is really to make this loud and clear to the world that Ukraine is a great tech country. Since then, of course, the war started, the full-scale invasion of Ukraine started, and we took a little pause to understand where this was going. But the resilience of the tech ecosystem of Ukraine is absolutely amazing during this period. And so we decided to relaunch Maya Kinovati because we think it's important from Ukraine to the world to share what is really going on with tech in Ukraine. So we are going to start actually to discuss exactly that, what's going on with tech, Ukraine and the war, and how tech can support and help reconstruction of Ukraine. We're bringing a good friend, Vitaly Lopushansky. Vitaly is a founder of a great company called UA Damage, and he's also a partner and advisor at Team for UA. Vitaly, hello.
Hello, Dominique.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yes. And this is a pleasure to me to be the first person you interviewing during your new season of the podcast. So thank you a lot about that.
You're welcome. We met in Kyiv not very long ago at a great forum organized actually by Team for UA. And I was extremely impressed with what we do, to the point that in fact we've decided to partner and to work together on bringing great tech solution for the reconstruction of Ukraine. But first, tell us a little bit more about you before I go into this. Who are you, Vitaly?
I am CEO and co-founder of UI Damage. To be honest, I am a startupper because I started to create a neural network marketplace in just in few months before the war started. So we didn't have time to fundraise. War started, and what we've done, we were refocused on what is our superpower. AI, integrating AI technology to different processes. And we saw that we need to use our superpower to the benefits of Ukraine, what was going on. So we started a project and company, UI Damage, where we, with the help of computer vision and satellite images, started to annotate the damage and destruction what was done during the invasion, because, you know, this is a huge right now. So this is all about destroyed buildings, infrastructure, lands, clearance, and everything else happening, and everything else we can find on the map, find on the satellite images, and images made by drones.
Wow. So let's before we dig into this, let's go back a little bit to neural network and AI. Ukraine is really good, right? When we talk about AI, because usually when we look, we think that all this technology comes mostly from the US. But I mean, I think Ukraine has a lot to share about neural networks and artificial intelligence, right?
Yes, for sure. And I'm willing to tell you a story how I started my AI journey.
Yes,
everything was started from autopilot for Volvo. Guys from Volvo and Autoliv, they created a company which were called Zenuity. And they didn't have expertise, a lot of expertise, because they need to hire like 500 engineers, AI engineers in all over the world. So they started the research. They went to a lot of countries, and Ukraine was one of them. They came to GlobalLogic. I have been a senior project manager at that time there. Mm-hmm. And they asked us, please find expertise for us. And it was really new, the trend, really new expertise on the market. So we started our research from universities, because only there we could find some teachers who can say something about AI, who can like do some research and do some results. So we gathered a lot of teachers from universities, from Kyiv Mogila Academy, from Shevchenko, from KPI, from Aviation University, and built a team who initiated this thread in GlobalLogic, because you know probably GlobalLogic is one of the biggest company of outsourced company in Ukraine right now. Mm-hmm.
That's super cool. No, go ahead. And then you start that team and this is the knowledge from there. Wow. Okay.
Yes. And okay, scaled cool. it, and using this expertise, we started new projects, new proof of concept. And then from that moment, I think a huge boost came to Ukrainian market, because we were not only one who've done this, because there have been a lot of other companies who started this thread, but for another project.
Well, very cool. Let's go back to AI apply to image recognition. So and computer vision. So how do you use exactly AI? Because there's many things we can do with AI. I mean, we all know about ChatGPT and generative AI. But this is not exactly what you do. Tell us a little bit more. How does it work?
So our main expertise is based on computer vision, because Autopilot is very related to computer visions. And in our first project with Volvo, it was different type of sensors with which we've done different object detection, segmentation work, object classification. So we've done it with a camera, with LiDAR, with radars, and all other sensors. And then in summary, we could fuse this data. Right now, this technology can be used everywhere for all types of technologies in all types of industry. For example, in robotics, this is very core of that usage. In satellites, images, in drones, in cars, in automotive, in agriculture. This is very streamlined right now in all of other industries. EdTech. Cool. I research a lot of industries, and I even I gathered 10,000 of different business cases in a lot of industries, and I gathered this library onto my site, so I will be glad to share a link to you.
Yes,
this is neuromarket.info.
Okay, and, we're going to put
that. You can find a lot of cases there.
Excellent. Neuromarket.info, right?
Yes.
Cool. So let's dig in a little bit. UA damage. You use those technology images from drones and also from satellite, or mostly from drones?
Yes, from satellites also, because for drones you need to shoot information. And right now, exactly on areas which are deoccupied, which are very close to the war, it is forbidden to fly. And you need to break the walls by your head to have a permission.
Right.
So for drones, this is challenging right now. That is why we need to use existing technology for satellites. Satellite, this is something also very specific, because access is closed also. So only for very specific channels with very specific permission, you can get it.
Right. And so what do you do with those images then?
So first of all, our first task was to find destroyed buildings, to classify destroyed buildings. So first of all, we need to find this, this building at all, how it was before the war. So we use existing database of satellite images before war, where we do object detection and find buildings. So we're doing some sort of footprints for buildings. Then the next step is to classify them. So we take picture before, picture after, and knowing where building was before and how it is right now, we compare.
Right.
Compare it from two different pictures and understand, was it destroyed? And then it works regular classification. We classify it on four different classes, fully destroyed, major damage, minor damage and no visible damage, because there could be damage, but we cannot see it from the satellite image.
From the satellite, okay, very good. And all that, it's your AI that is doing that analysis, right?
Yes, this is a pipeline, because we use different models in one row. So one model works with another model, and we have in row like five or sometimes six model which works together.
And the next step for you is to use it for other things like demining. Can you tell us a little bit more? Because I mean, Ukraine is I think already unfortunately one of the largest territory for mine in the world, and it's a huge challenge, and we need to remove those mines. So how can we use your technology for that?
Unfortunately, when Russian forces step back, they usually doing a huge pollution of lands, huge pollution. Mm. They I mean a lot of craters after shelling, a lot of trenches when they dig something. Those trenches also can be mined, and mine itself. And there are a list of types of mines, a huge like diversity of mines, and huge ways of how they install those mines, because they doing different tricks. So our technology can be easily used for a visual inspection. So we can find all craters, all rockets which were not blown. By the way, I can even show you later a list of them which we found in Posad Pokrovsk during last mission. And mines which are targeted on people. Because usually those mines are just laying on the land. So person can come close and it will be blown. Sometimes it can jump and blow in the air. So there are different mines again. So our first step is visual inspection with the drone to identify those mines we can find on the ground.
Wow.
But this is applicable only until vegetation period. Vegetation period started already, but it will be critical in the end of April, I think. So we can only 1 month, which when this approach is useful and could work properly. The next step is more complicated, to find everything under the ground. Because on the ground, we are doing shots, we can do pictures, identify with computer vision. And this is the easiest part because we have a lot of expertise here and a lot of experts who can do that. But under the ground, this is different. And right now you probably saw a lot of startups, a lot of different machines, different drones, which are flying with different types of sensors and analyzing everything what they can find under the ground. From our research, the best sensor for that purpose is magnetometer. It's good, powerful magnetometer with which we can fly in the altitude of 8 meters. And find everything under the ground in depths of 2 meters.
Wow.
Type of magnetometer we found, it can find very small pieces of metal, very small pieces. So even plastic bombs, plastic wooden or any other type of bombs could be found with that type of sensor. And classifying with the help of neural networks, this type of sensor work, we can say this is anti-tank mine and this is something else, or this is just different rock or piece of metal.
Right. And so how far are you in the development of this technology?
We have done a lot of research for magnetometer. We talked to a lot of partners and to a lot of sappers. We are talking to sappers. We have a huge team of sappers who are educating military and humanitarian demining operations. And they gave us a lot of testing mines, which we from time to time install onto testing polygons. And doing our testing and research, continuously research. So visual part, it is mostly done. And right now we collaborating with a drone company who are creating a drone specific for that purpose, for visual inspection.
Wow, okay.
And yes, and they are just, unfortunately, our testing like collapsed right now. Because it is snow right now in Kyiv, unfortunately.
Oh.
But yes. Could you imagine the middle of spring? Mm-hmm. And talking about sensor which can about magnetometer. We researched a list of neural networks. We trained them on synthetic data. We already have software, but we need a sensor.
Okay.
Having a sensor, we can validate those neural networks on the practice fields and move right to the Kherson to identify mines on the real minefields.
How far are you? I mean, how long do you think it's going to take you to get there? I mean, what are the main challenges?
Main challenge is to deliver it because it is it is right now placed in US, and we need like time to for delivery because this is like specific environment which should be checked with a lot of instances and maybe some a list of permissions should be done. And in parallel, we are looking for something similar in Ukraine to make our test and in the full like a full loop of testing. Yes.
Is it unique, or do you have any type of competition? Or because I've honestly I'm blown away by what you're sharing, and I was blown away before when I saw it the first time. But is it was your competition, if any?
I consider this not like competition, but people. We all Ukrainian, and we our main goal is right now to win the war and to clean lands. So I already know, and even I'm a mentor of one startup team who working on their own sensor. On their and mounting to their own drone and doing that. I also saw a lot of startups who have done different sensors, magnetometers, radars, cameras. One startup even mounted iPhone to the drone.
Wow!
So yeah, you see, we all work collaboratively. And when I come to some startup and say, "Hey guys, we are doing the same. Let's share our data. Let's discuss what we can do else." We are sharing the data. We're not competitors. We all gathered for one goal, to clean the lands and be able to grow everything back like we've done previously.
This is super cool. I absolutely love this story because I feel this is also how we're going to rebuild after the war. It's really working together, creating a completely different type of spirit in the tech ecosystem, because we have one goal and we all work for the same goal, and we are more than passionate about that goal. This is what we need to do, and so it's really cool to see that this is where the tech geeky people of Ukraine are going, working together on this. Speaking of this, what are your biggest challenges working during the war? Because you're doing all this in really complex condition. That's the least we can say. So how do you manage? How is it for you?
Good question. So the main challenge we already like accepted. This is to find the data. Because from the very beginning, it is very complicated to find the data. We couldn't get even one piece of satellite image anywhere because everything was closed. We found stakeholders in different government organizations. We found connection to United Nations. We found connection to a list of charity organizations who can provide this data, who are ready to share this. And this is very good. This is awesome. So data challenge is already done. Another challenge is acceleration. Acceleration, because to fundraise right now is very challenging, because no any Ukrainian fund going to provide a huge support. They can give only small grants, and we are like living in very tight financial situation right now. But this is we have also a good side of this question, because United Nations and all other big organizations in the world, they have money, they have budgets, they dedicate those budgets, and we work on receiving some support from their side. And the third challenge, I'm sorry.
Yes,
and the third challenge is hardware. Is hardware. We I already talked about this. Hardware for computing power we already found, because such companies like Microsoft, they provided Azure Cloud for us, and this is great, I think. So we have computing power. And another, the last challenge is magnetometer and sensors. This is the most expensive and the most complicated part. And we are like challenging that. We are taking the challenge, and I think we'll fight it very soon.
And you told me a little bit earlier that those magnetometer and sensors, they're mostly available in the US, right? That's what it is, or?
Exactly this type of magnetometer, which is ready to use for us, it is in US right now.
And once you have that, when can you be ready? I mean, you're researching, testing, but when can you be ready to deploy?
Next challenge will be to mount it on the drone properly, because we want to have two type of layers, two types of data, visual and sensor data, and we need to fuse it. So do not this is separately. We need to have one drone which can do both, and then link it with high accuracy to the map. So all types of those sensors should be mounted on one drone. So the next challenge is to develop this drone. And thanks to our partners, we have this opportunity. They already investigating this solution. They have a big, this is their own development, big agriculture drone, which can mount 20 kilograms of different sensors on board. Mm-hmm. So this is already done, and in the investigation. But mounting those sensors to drone and linking it to drone brains will be next challenge. Mm-hmm. I think it is possible. It is possible to do in few weeks, maybe months. For testing, it depends on weather again. And after this, having good results, we can go on the field.
Okay, that's absolutely amazing. What's next for you? What's next? I mean, what is your ambition, really?
So the first priority for us right now is rebuilding, because rebuilding is already happening. And our main goal when we started our project, our company, was to rebuild the Ukraine. So we will be shooting, we will be gathering more data, processing amount of debris, recycling everything, destroyed buildings, and building new houses on the top of that. So this is, I think, the first priority for us. And the same for infrastructure, for power lines, because now in Kherson Oblast, there are more than 30 settlements without electricity at all.
Wow.
So could you imagine? This is like very important to fix that somehow. So destroyed buildings and infrastructure, this is the first. And the next, land clearance, which we talked about. This is all about agriculture land and urban lands, which should be cleared from craters, from bombs, from mines, and from everything we have after this war.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of work ahead. Last question. What's your hope?
Hope?
What do you hope? Yes.
I hope war will be finished soon. I believe in our Ukrainian forces. We support them. And I believe situation will be changed soon. Soon, I mean, during the next 6-8 months, it will be changed for the best. And I believe our partners, Europe and US, will be supporting more and more our forces to do this victory as soon as possible.
Vitaly, it's great to be with you. I love the entrepreneurial spirit that you really keep, that energy to find solution, to use tech, to find great solution to rebuild Ukraine. It's, it's incredible. It's you give us, a lot of hope in what's next for Ukraine. So that's great. You have a website where can we find more information about what you do?
UIDamage.com. This is a platform where we develop, where we place a lot of information already. There you can find destroyed buildings and some prototypes of craters detection and trenches detection. We will work more on different algorithms, and we'll share more news in our website.
So UIDamage.com. Vitaly Lopuchinsky, thank you so much. That was Mayak Inovatsi, Ukrainian Pitch, the relaunch.